Welcome to Reboot Republic, the podcast that goes behind the headlines and looks at the big issues in this republic of inequality. We are the podcast of solutions and the podcast of hope. And I'm your host, Rory Hearn, and today it's another episode of Housing Shock. And in this episode, I'm going to read an article from the Irish Times that I wrote on the issue of housing affordability, the right to housing, what can be done, the solutions, analysis of where we're at and where we need to go to for a new housing plan. And a reminder to our listeners, if you are a patron, thank you very much. If you're not, please become a supporter. Go over to tortoiseshack.com. Go over to patreon.com, should I say, /tortoiseshack. Become a patron, support us for whatever you can. Each month, sign up, get across the podcast, get them earlier, get them without ads as well. Also a reminder, we have a housing conference tomorrow in Maynooth University on the right to housing and the housing issues Thursday and Friday. Covering a range of affordable housing, the needs, solutions, discrimination in housing, homelessness, how can we end it, how can we put a right to housing in the Constitution. You can check it out on the Maynooth University website. So here is the article, the title, Housing is as Important as Health and Education, and it sets out why a new national housing plan must make a major policy shift away from rebuilding Ireland in order to solve the housing crisis. The broken and dysfunctional housing market in Ireland and its harsh inequalities have been highlighted by the COVID pandemic. It has never been more clear how fundamental home is for our health and well-being. Yet this week, homeless families and children eat at soup kitchens and another build-to-rent co-living development received planning permission. A fundamental change in our values and policy approach to housing is clearly required. This is an important public discussion now as the Minister for Housing is developing a new national housing plan to replace Rebuilding Ireland, which ran from 2016 until this year. We need to analyse Rebuilding Ireland and understand the reasons why it has failed to fix the housing crisis and help point to different measures for a new plan. Pillar 1 of Rebuilding Ireland sought to address homelessness. Yet there are more families and children homeless today than in 2016. Over the period of Rebuilding Ireland, 4,167 families were made newly homeless in Dublin alone. There was an overfocus on emergency accommodation as the primary response, insufficient social housing, inadequate tenant protections from eviction, and no strategy to end homelessness. One of the purported achievements of Rebuilding Ireland is the reduction in social housing waiting lists from 91,600 households in 2016 to 61,880 in 2020. However, these figures are misleading as housing assistance payment or HAP recipients are removed from the list, no longer considered in housing need. Yet they live in private rental accommodation with inadequate long-term security and many pay top-ups to landlords above the HAP subsidy. HAP also resulted in homelessness as some landlords refuse it. Adding HAP tenants puts 120,000 households on the list. Furthermore, figures do not count hidden homelessness, couch surfing, overcrowding, generation rent, paying unaffordable rents and unable to buy a home, or generation stuck at home, the 350,000 young adults aged 18 to 29 living with their parents. Neither do we measure the devastating impacts on mental health, self-esteem, delayed independent adulthood, and the sense of deepening social exclusion. Pillar 2 of Rebuilding Ireland focused on social housing provision, but 3/4 of the total delivered came from the private market in various rental schemes, such as HAP, the Rent Allowance, RAS, and leasing, and the Part 5 social housing obligation on developers, and acquisitions from the private market. This flawed approach has taken supply away from an already overheated market, adding to price and rent inflation rather than building new supply. It is poor value for money, as a third of the national housing budget, 1 billion euros, each year goes to landlords and developers. The state gets no asset, no permanent housing from this investment. Some local authorities and approved housing bodies have built impressive social housing schemes in recent years, showing what they can do. But they still face bureaucratic delays in progressing projects and inadequate government funding. Pillars 3 and 4 focused on stimulating the private housing market via various incentives. But the main stimulation has been inflated property prices, increasing by 88% from 2013 and rents by more than 100%. Investors have flooded into Ireland, doubling their purchase of property from 6,266 a year in 2016 to 12,378 in 2020. Build-to-rent is the new supply. Generation rent has become the collateral damage of an economic and housing policy focused on the recovery of the property market and financial institutions. Policy is focused on maintaining investor appetite rather than providing affordable homes and tenant protections. The absence of state delivery of affordable housing in Rebuilding Ireland is remarkable. The recent cost rental scheme is welcome, though inadequate in scale and funding. Building of cost rental and affordable purchase homes is in the hundreds rather than tens of thousands needed. Meanwhile, the Land Development Agency is repeating the mistakes of NAMA with a market orientation and further diminution of the role of local authorities. A new national housing plan must make a major policy shift away from Rebuilding Ireland to solve the housing crisis. It must end, not just manage, homelessness. It must transform the housing market to deliver genuinely affordable home ownership, provide sufficient social housing, secure quality rental homes, make all homes environmentally sustainable, and deliver healthy, thriving communities. Housing is as fundamental as education and health to our lives, society, and the economy. Yet we invest 9 billion a year in education, 22 billion in health, and just 3 billion in housing. A tripling of capital investment in housing is required to enable local authorities, housing associations, and cooperatives build 20,000 public homes a year, a mix of social, affordable rental, and for purchase over the next decade. The wasted resource of vacant and derelict homes and land should be taxed and use it or lose it compulsory purchase orders issued. Real estate investors should be taxed and their role minimised. For decades, housing policy in Ireland has prioritised the interests of the finance, property developer and investor nexus and failed to provide affordable homes. The current housing market is unsustainable, another crash is inevitable, and investors embed permanent unaffordability. A new value framework for our housing system and policy is required, one that can ensure adequate, affordable, secure housing for all. This is the human right to housing, which must be inserted into the Constitution to set a clear vision for our housing system, and oblige the state to realise and uphold such a right through all laws, policies and practice. That was the article that I wrote and published in the Irish Times today, and I hope you found it interesting and engaging, informative, and a reminder, we have Housing Conference Home a Human Right taking place Thursday and Friday. It's tomorrow and Friday, Maynooth University. Covering issues of all those issues I touched on in the article, homelessness, the right to housing, lots of speakers from international and Ireland. So you're very welcome to take part in that. You can register, go to the Maynooth University website, Home a Human Right. And also a reminder, thank you to our patrons, supporters, and if you can become a patron of the Reboot Republic podcast, go over to patreon.com/tortoiseshack, sign up for £5 a month, £10, whatever you can, and you will get access to all the podcasts across the Tortoise Shack platform. And yeah, be a supporter, support us to keep bringing you the change makers, and let's change this republic. Talk to you soon.